Jones, brother, Brown. March 28, 1902, typed. Dear brethren Jones and Brown, I send you with this a letter written last November regarding the case of Brother Myers. I took this letter with me to New York and decided not to send it when I heard that the church had decided to take up the case of this brother. I was rejoiced to hear that the Oakland church was finally aroused to do a long-neglected duty to a poor, suffering brother. I hear that some have made complaint because the rooms in which Brother and Sister Myers were living cost $6 a month. I am very sorry that our people could look upon this brother and sister and yet not do their duty toward them. How would these criticizing complainers like to be placed in similar circumstances? The Lord's eye is upon the Oakland church. He is watching every member, and He will reward each one, not according to his profession, but according to his works. Take Brother Myers from the poorhouse as quickly as possible, and put him where he ought to be. If the Oakland church is not willing to support him free-heartedly, without one complaint, I will take him off your hands. But I do not believe that the church as a whole is unwilling. I think the unwillingness is with one or two whose hearts need to be warmed by the love of God. I request that this letter and the letter written in November be read in the church. May the Lord help you to remember the words, "Inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me." Matthew 25, verse 45. May He help you so to work that He can say to you, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Verses 34 to 36, 40.